I'm Ray Hardman for WNPR News. A new report reveals a disparity between the frequency of traffic stops among white drivers and drivers of color in Connecticut. It's the first time Connecticut has ever collected data on traffic stops and was compiled by the Institute for Municipal and Regional Policy at Central Connecticut State University. The report complies with the state's Alvin Penn Law, legislation aimed at identifying and eliminating racial profiling. The report looked at data collected on traffic stops from October 2013 through the end of May this year. It shows that of the 366,000 traffic stops, 84% involved white drivers, 14% involved black drivers, and 12% involved Hispanic drivers. The state population is 84% white, 8% black, and 10% Hispanic. Disparities vary from town to town. For example, in Trumbull, where the black population is less than 3%, 17% of all traffic stops involved black drivers. Still, State Representative Gary Holder Winfield says this is raw data, and to automatically assume that police are racial profiling would be premature at this point.
I think if we took initial data and used it to say that this group is bad, and the racial profiling prohibition advisory panel were perceived as moving an agenda as opposed to analyzing data, I think that would be a problem, and we would not help those populations who I think many of them think that from the instance of their birth, their skin criminalizes them.
The Racial Profiling Prohibition Project released the 492-page report, and they expect to provide analysis based on the report by January. Ray Hardman, WNPR News.